This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just into us, we've now lost a million people in this country from COVID. 3 out of 4 deaths were those 65 and older. More men died than women. White people made up most of the deaths overall. The number is based on death certificates compiled by the CDC. We are learning more about the white 18-year-old accused of killing 10 people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket during a rampage that targeted black people. He had previously made a threat at his high school, according to authorities. The AP's Julie Walker.
Police Commissioner Joseph Grimaglia says they went to Peyton Gedron's school last spring. He had a mental health evaluation, was released and off their radar, and the threat was not race-related.
It was a generalized threat, not a specific threat directed at a specific place or person.
Still, some are asking, was it a missed opportunity to prevent what would come later? Meanwhile, the community is grieving for the 10 black people he's accused of killing. Pastor Russell Bell.
These are people of our community, people who we love and we're connected to, and it just breaks our heart.
Police say Gendron targeted the store in the predominantly black neighborhood, traveling 200 miles from his home in Conklin, New York.
A shooting at a Houston flea market Sunday left 2 people dead and 3 more hospitalized, 3 people detained. A gunman opened fire at a church in Laguna Woods, California, killing 1 person and wounding 5 others before worshipers jumped him and tied him up until sheriff's deputies arrived. Orange County Undersheriff Jeff Halleck.
We believe a group of churchgoers detained him and hogtied his legs with an extension cord and confiscated at least 2 weapons from him. He was detained when the deputies arrived.
The undersheriff heard there on KABC. Sweden's announcing it'll join Finland in seeking NATO membership in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is AP News. Senator Chris Van Hollen has suffered a minor stroke. The AP's Jennifer King with the latest on this story.
The Maryland Democrat is being treated at George Washington University Hospital for a few days after suffering a minor stroke. In a statement, Van Hollen says he experienced lightheadedness and acute neck pain while delivering a speech in Western Maryland and sought medical attention after returning home on the advice of a physician. He says an angiogram indicated he had a small venous tear in the back of his head, but he'd been informed there were no long-term effects and he expects to be back at work in the Senate later this week. He's the second high-profile Democrat to report suffering a stroke this weekend. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, the leading Democrat running for Senate in the state, was hospitalized in Lancaster after suffering a stroke as well. The 52-year-old said he's on his way to a full recovery. Jennifer King, Washington.
McDonald's says it's selling its business in Russia, another symbol of Moscow's increasing isolation over its war in Ukraine. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.